as Maryland grapples with an opioid epidemic and increasing numbers of overdoses. Public officials are trying to connect greater numbers of people with treatment for their addictions. Often that involves reliance on drugs like methadone, sometimes for decades, or even a lifetime. In this installment of our series on pills and needles, Maryland's opioid crisis, WYPR's Rachel Bay looks at what it means to be on methadone for life.
Odell Jones describes himself as a working addict. For decades, he maintained a career while using and selling heroin.
I'm a social worker, and a couple of things that was involved with politics, I maintained a family. I've been married for over 50 years. And an individual would not know that I was a drug user or a drug dealer for that matter unless I were to tell you.
He's been on methadone for about 20 years, something he says his coworkers at various jobs never knew, even during the early days of his treatment when he had to go to clinics every day. When he moved to a new place, from Jersey City, New Jersey, to Topeka, Kansas, to Baltimore, he had to start over in a new methadone program. He's been to three different clinics in Baltimore.
There were two other methadone programs here in Baltimore that I'd been a part of, but they didn't seem to work for me. They didn't have the things that I needed. I needed the counseling. I needed the counselor that knew what he was doing, the counselor that actually listened, a counselor that took part in my rehabilitation.
He's been a patient at Bon Secours New Hope Treatment Center in West Baltimore for roughly a decade. Methadone works by blocking cravings for illicit opioids like heroin and making it harder to get high. For Jones, it fills the space that heroin left behind. Without it, he can't function.
I went to Kansas to my granddaughter's high school graduation about 4 years ago and did not have any methadone. And I was there for about a week. And buddy, that was the worst 3 days of my life. I felt absolutely terrible. I was on a plane. I couldn't sleep. My body was hurting.
The National Institute on Drug Abuse considers a year the minimum amount of time someone should be in a methadone program. But Heather Young, the nurse practitioner at the clinic where Jones is a patient, says that's not set in stone.
There's no time limit. There's no minimum. There's no maximum. We have some that, you know, start and they're on for a year, and then they feel that they want to start to taper off. So it's not necessarily saying when you go on, you're going to be on here for the rest of your life.
Then again, Young says she has about 15 patients who treat the drug as a security blanket. They spend decades on a dose so small it has virtually no effect. Johnny Davis is one of those patients.
My problem is right now, if you go through the detox, you got to definitely put something in that spot. This has been a part of your life for so long. It's going to be a big blank space right now.
The 63-year-old says he developed a dealer's habit while selling heroin back in the 70s. Now he's been at Bon Secours methadone clinic for nearly 20 years. He worries that if he stops taking methadone and doesn't replace the daily dose with a new routine, like a job or school, he'll end up back on methadone, or worse, on heroin. Given his current health, he says it's likely he'll be on methadone for the rest of his life.
I guess I'm not going to be around for so long. 63 ain't nothing. I'm blessed every day I got.
Methadone and buprenorphine have been used for years to treat addiction to heroin and prescription narcotics like Percocet and oxycodone, and they've proven effective. But the medications are also opioids. That's why Damian Fries, the chairman of the Maryland Board of Physicians and the CEO of a pain management practice, says there are less than ideal treatment for opioid addiction, especially over the long term.
I would say in general, none of us want, either in addiction or pain medicine, people to be on lifelong opioids. To say that for 40 years or 30 years you would be on methadone is not good medical treatment.
He says the drugs can damage patients' livers, kidneys, and other organs. And he says that flaws in the addiction treatment system are encouraging patients to remain in methadone programs longer than they should.
The mindset that I can never get off it, I'll be here for life, is a mindset of someone who always will be there for life. And I believe that the addiction world could work harder, especially in methadone clinics, to get people off sooner.
But Ken Stoller, a psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins Hospital who specializes in addiction psychiatry, says a lot of beliefs like those Fries mentioned aren't rooted in science. For example, he says that when methadone is prescribed properly, there are no real long-term health risks, no more than there might be side effects with any medication.
This is one area of medicine where it seems like there's more focus on opinion or philosophy as opposed to the science, because the science is really, really clear on this.
Antti says there's no time limit for how long someone should rely on the drug.
Really, I look forward to the time when people consider these medications as any other medications. And in the practice of medicine, in that, you know, somebody typically doesn't ask what's the proper amount of time for somebody to be on an antibiotic or on insulin. It really depends on the person's illness that's being treated.
Stoller tells his patients that reaching a point when they can stop taking methadone or buprenorphine isn't the goal. Recovery is. If patients who have been on the drugs for many years want to stop taking them, they need to replace the structure of the daily medication with a new routine, such as a job, going back to school, or another regular activity.
But the fact is that because of some people's years of, you know, heavy opioid use, at this point, it might only be methadone that can really normalize their brain chemistry to the point where they're not, you know, constantly exposed to cravings for use of opioids.
After 20 years spent at multiple methadone programs, Odell Jones is ready to leave the drug behind completely. A couple of months ago, he began what he expects will be a year-long effort to wean off the drug. One day, he just woke up and decided he was done with the medication.
It's just you woke up one morning and say, I'm tired of this. I'm not doing this anymore. It leads slowly. Now I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. And then all of a sudden, I'm damn tired of this. And when you get to that point, you know it's time to roll.
He says so far he doesn't notice the decrease of methadone too much. He gets slight pains, in his knees specifically. But the 68-year-old isn't sure if that's caused by the decreased dosage or getting older.
To counter that, I go to the gym once, twice a week.
I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.